Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the moment of relevance. We're having a great visit with Heather Meeker Green. She is the Managing Director of Accordance. Heather, tell us about Accordance.
Well, Accordance is a training company, global training company, that focuses and helps everyone maximize the outcome of all their interactions. So we focus on negotiation skills, conflict resolution skills, personal effectiveness, communication, all of those areas that one could just become a better collaborator and build better relationships.
And give us the website, please.
Accordance.com. So accordence.com.
All right. So find out more about them there, folks. And the book's available wherever books are sold, right? Tear down the wall. Be your own mediator in conflict. Heather.
It's actually an e-book, so you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the iBookstore.
But I have a hard copy, too, so you can get it that way, too.
Yep.
Heather, in the previous segment, we talked a lot about negotiating. The relationship between negotiating and conflict resolution. What about inside the office when we got coworkers, employees, team leaders, the owner maybe? How do we use your methods to deal with those issues?
I think one of the key methods or ways that one can get underneath any situation and to be really understanding is to just look at, no matter what someone is saying on the surface, what is possibly happening underneath, what's important to them, mm-hmm. what are their needs, what are their concerns, as we said, maybe there's something personally going on that's affecting their mood or their way they're being in the office, mm-hmm. and so really just asking and being curious and really understanding them is important to uncover anything that could help you so you could create a solution.
Don't you, in your book, I think you describe I'm not sure exactly how you say it, but it's something to the effect of differentiate between what they're saying and what you think they're saying about you, meaning that they might behave in a way that you find distasteful, but they might not be doing it at you. It might just be that they're having a distasteful day or a year or whatever, right?
Right, definitely. As best as we can, even though we're humans, we should try not to take everything as personally because we really don't know what situation they're in or what is going on mm-hmm. that could be impacting or affecting them.
Do you ever walk up to someone and say, if somebody's, and I'm a little bit more aggressive maybe about these things than some other people are, I might be likely to walk up to this person, not day one, but after a while, I might walk up and say, John, what's going on in your life? Tell me what's happening. How you doing?
Yes, I think certainly having
not presuming something's wrong, but just try to give them an opportunity to open up, but not just say, "Oh, how are you?" You know, but you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right. Definitely don't assume. That is definitely we get into trouble when we do that.
Right.
But I would agree that creating some opening to get to know a person a little better will start to be able to build that trust that they might be able to have a conversation, being genuine and authentic mm-hmm. and curious. And interested is a good way to do that.
As a business owner, as manager, you know, you got people working for you, every kind of personality maybe, and some people are having a difficult time. You know, I found just calling folks in and saying things like, John, what do you want to be in 5 years? I don't know, just talk to them about the big picture stuff and see if you can find out a little bit more about what makes them tick and maybe the reason they're grumpy is because they don't like what they're doing.
Could be, or it could be that their neighbor was mean to them in the morning. It's really great to really do that check-in. In fact, that's a great
Their mother-in-law just moved in, right? So maybe something like that.
Could be. Yes. But I think you hit on a good point there, Jim, that one of the other helpful tips to remember is that we all come from different personalities. And in the world of negotiation and conflict resolution, we come in with different styles or different ways that we might actually step into negotiations and conflict resolution. Some of us are more avoiders. Some of us are more accommodating and focused on the other person. Some of us are more competing and in that way just generally focused on our own needs and trying to get things done. So I think really noticing what your own style is and maybe thinking about some of the tension could just come that there's a different style across the table from you.
Well, and part of what we're talking about is redeeming people who are not working and playing well with others. But at some point in time, they may have to be allowed to move on. But you can't really, in good faith, move them on until you've made every effort to determine that you can't redeem them. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, certainly from a performance perspective for your employees, you know, really making sure you understand where the situation went awry and making sure that it's something that, you know, if it can be fixed and you can help, great. But obviously, every boss needs to make their own decision around what's going to happen.
One thing we know, conflict is unproductive, right?
It's actually productive. It can be. If you can get it under wraps quickly and don't let it escalate, because you can create a better relationship afterwards.
Creative tension. I agree with that about creative tension.
Yeah.
Accordance.com is the website. Heather Mika Green, come back again another day.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for being here. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.